Today's edition of the Roma Press Podcast is sponsored by Euro Fantasy League. For the very best in online fantasy football, make sure you visit Euro Fantasy League. Whether it's Serie A, the Premier League, La Liga, Ligue 1, they have all the games that you want and all the games that you need, including their new Champions League game. Get started today by visiting Euro Fantasy League or go directly to their new Serie A game at fantasyserie.com.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with John Solano.
All right, Andy. Udinese 1, Roma 0. Just a few weeks ahead of the holidays, Roma deliver a big pile of crap for everybody.
I thought that it was predictable. I felt that this game was going to be tricky, especially considering our last performances coming out of an international break have been nothing short of abysmal. It just felt off again and again. So we basically could sit here in silence and it would tell the whole story itself.
I don't even know what to make of this. I don't know. I mean, we're starting to get to identical the situation as Garcia. Roma playing with an inordinate amount of possession, to possess the ball for 78% of the match and have nothing to show for it, to have over 20 shots and have nothing to show for it. I cannot even begin to explain that.
It tells the whole story about this Roma under Di Francesco. It's Roma that is unable to beat beatable sides that sit back. Look at who we lost against. We lost against Chievo. You know, we drew against Chievo. We lost against Spal. We lost against Udinese, Bologna. I mean, These are teams that are some of the worst teams in the league, and it's not like we are getting dismantled by them. We on paper we dominate possession, we dominate shots, but for example today Udinese had 25 tackles compared to our 14, which means one team was fighting, the other one was just walking around the pitch.
It was terrible, and the even worse part is I couldn't tell you two players who performed well. Mirante, terrible. Santon, terrible. Fazio, terrible. Juan Jesus, terrible. Kolarov, terrible.
Yeah, but it's, in my opinion, it just doesn't, it doesn't make sense to talk about individual performances.
Yeah, this is beyond individuals, without question.
It's just I don't like seeing, after a game like this, some Roma website, some Roma dedicated website posted the question, who is to blame? And then posted Schick, Juan Jesus, blah, 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 blah. It's to say that a game like today's is on a particular player, whether it is Santon or Juan Jesus or whoever. This game is again proof that we suck. We suck collective. We suck collectively. It's just really do. I mean, it's we suck collectively. There is no there is just no sense of unit. This team cannot put two passes without looking at each other. Like, there is no, we always say, oh, look how brilliantly he passed the ball so quickly. We don't do, like, Roma don't know how to play together. This is a team that has no basic sense of a system. There is no system to rely on. There is, and it's not, because I think, honestly, you could beat Chievo and Udinese with Ćorić or even Zaniolo. This is not a matter of individual names. It's a matter of collective shit. It's terrible. It's terrible because we think we're doing well because we play in the Champions League. Teams play differently. I don't know. Maybe it's more of a challenge for us. We like it. Blah 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 blah. But then it doesn't matter if you in the Serie A, if you put on Dzeko or Schick, it doesn't matter if you put on Kolarov or Pellegrini, it doesn't matter if you put De Rossi or Cristante, we will always make the same mistakes over and over again against these lower teams, these shitty teams that just sit back and annihilate, just make life so much difficult for a team like Roma.
It's gotten so bad that
someone messaged you and I and asked how you and I deal with depression after poor results like this.
Jesus, I wish I had an answer for this guy. I mean, I like Sangiovese wine. any suggestions? How do you fight the depression after a match like this, Andy?
It's weird because I'm starting to feel these games much less. Like, I don't, it just, it feels like there is this impending doom.
Yeah.
That it's just that we are going towards this one direction and it's right there. It's just around the corner, but we are not there. So it's inevitable. I've been saying it for the past 2 months. I don't think Di Francesco makes it through the year. And even if he makes it through this year, he's not going to be here next year. It's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. So what I do is I distance myself. I look at this team critically and I come to the conclusion that yes, we suck. It's not a matter of a bad mercato or bad individual performances or whatnot. It's just a bad collective work. It's a team that is incompatible with the ideas of the sporting director, with the owner, with the coach, coach who is unable to get through to the players. The players are completely unable to read what the coach wants. The sporting director providing the coach players that clearly do not fit whatever it is that he calls his football. It's just a bad collective job. And we're just seeing what, you know, the result of it. And it's a bit frightening that we know that it's this vehicle is going to crash, but we just keep speeding it up and waiting for shit to hit the fan.
I was thinking about it after the match, and it's not even necessarily that they lost. Just you don't see that passion out there. And I don't know what it is. I just don't feel that connection to this team. I mean, growing up, you know, through the 90s, the early 2000s, the mid 2000s, the late 2000s, Roma always had these characters that they might not have been that good, but they had personality. They had fire. I just don't see that with this Roma team. And you can, the lack of character and the lack of leadership on the pitch is just so evident. It's so evident. And watching Di Francesco on Sky Sport after the match, sometimes I feel like this guy just lives in an alternate universe. And he says things that just blow my mind. I don't know if anyone caught his. Did you catch him after the match, what he said?
Yeah, basically we said that we played well, we have an identity, and we conceded a stupid goal.
He said we dominated in the first half and we didn't kill off the match. And I'm just, I'm watching his lips move, and I he's the embodiment of that meme of the dog sitting in the fire, and he just says, "This is fine."
He's the Tyrone Lou of the Serie A. he has no idea what's going on.
Francesco is that dog sitting in a chair in a burning building, and he's just like, "Oh, this is fine." I mean, what the hell is he watching?
Yeah, he's the Tyrone Lou of the Serie A, man. It's It's pretty outstanding to me that this guy is in charge of a team, and then surely things must look differently in the locker room. But right now it's bad. It's he came out and said, you know, we could have played better, and the only thing that was missing was a goal. Blah blah blah. You know, the same stuff that. I saw some identity out there. We have an identity as a team. No, we don't. We lack this identity that you're talking about. Even last year, I can't put my finger okay, aside from that Barcelona game, which is, it looks right now like the biggest curse of all.
Yes.
Aside from that game, I don't remember having these memorable performances where Roma played with fire and demonstrated that they're the team of the capital. Something that I remember seeing in those squads of 2007, 2008, you know, and it was just in with Mixes and Vucinic, you know, it was just, we didn't have brilliant players. We had good players, but we didn't have outstanding players. But still, those teams showed heart, and this team lacks the heart because it lacks a system. It just, with Spalletti from those years, from 2008, and those years, there was still a system. He made miracles with guys that were injured and players out of their positions. And right now, even though we are not on an individual level talentless, we have talent on this team. It's just that we don't know how to utilize it. And it's the most frustrating thing, because this is why Roma are performing badly. They don't have a go-to plan when shit hits the fan. When things get bad, Roma just flat out deflate themselves. And today as well, when we went down 1-0, I knew it was over. It was over. It was over before it started.
The lack of just character in this team is astounding. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I know it's annoying, but I don't think, I mean, people keep pointing to the January transfer market. What is that going to fix?
Yeah, the latest have been that Roma are certainly going to look for a midfielder and maybe for a winger. But the problem is that unless you change something in the core of this team, and you know, the obvious thing is to go look at the manager, then any transfer movements will not help. Sending out Čorić on loan will not help. Same as bringing in a winger, because we see that these players underperform. It's not a matter of lacking talent, of not having good players. We have good players. It's just that everyone performs on the same level as a unit. This team is not moving forward. Some players, like, I don't know, Lorenzo Pellegrini, Nzonzi, have been performing better than others. But aside from that, this team is constantly on a roller coaster of emotions, up and down. And you know, we are losing points. And I doubt that anything that has to do with the market, other than sacking the manager, is going to help. It's frustrating to see, because this team has potential. I still think this team has potential, but the thought of not being able to utilize this squad to the fullest potential is what scares me the most. And exactly as you said, Lazio is not, it's not that much better of a team. I think they're not that good on paper as well, but they form a nice unit. And you know, and right now they are better than us, even though they've had their share of problems, and you know, they lost some important matches against Roma. It's still a team that right now is ahead of us. And you know, and you look at the opponents we lost these points, and we are basically giving chances to every team that is fighting relegations. It's like, whenever we play these teams, they are not afraid of us. They're like, you know, let's see what happens. Let's try beating Roma.
That back line of Udinese was worthy of a Serie B squad.
Oh, the whole team. I mean, come on. Like, are you serious? Lasagna? Someone else? Depaul maybe wasn't. That was. It's terrible, because when you hear the interviews from players from the Champions League teams, they all respect Roma. They're like, I remember before the Cesca game, they were like saying, "Ah, yeah, they're a hard team to play against." Blah 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 blah. But then you compare those to the interviews from Udinese players. They believed in this win from the get-go. Just yesterday, they were giving out interviews. It was like they were going on a picnic. And today, it was just that, like that. I mean, every time Udinese came near our goal, it was dangerous. Whenever we came near their goal, it was pathetic, lethargic, didn't work. Something has to change, and quickly.
Yeah, and I don't know.
They're not going to point fingers in the right directions. And probably after, maybe if we get a draw against Real Madrid again, it will be the newspapers will talk about Eusebio being the white knight of Rome, blah, blah, blah. But this team is going to remain the same unless, you know, there a change happens.
Yeah. So the upcoming schedule, Champions League, they face Madrid at home. And then a huge, huge match on Sunday against Inter at the Olimpico. And then they face Cagliari away, then Pilsen away, and then home to Genoa, and then away to Juve, which is a few days before Christmas. I mean, looking at the schedule, Roma always struggle against Cagliari, especially away. Genoa at home, Juve away. I mean, these next six matches are extremely difficult. I don't care what sort of moment Madrid are going through. They're still the best club in the world. I mean, part of me just thinks, looking at the schedule, he's a dead man walking.
He is. We all know what the Juve match is going to be like. Juve are going to beat us, so no expectations there. Same with the Genoa game at home. I already feel a loss coming, you know. That's just typical Roma, especially in Serie A at home. Away, Cagliari, gonna be tough. Real Madrid, I really don't know. I honestly really don't care. I don't care about this team right now. He's not gonna make it past Christmas. There is no way he turns this around. You would need, I mean, to save Roma right now, you would need to go on a such a magnificent run. Which is not in typical Roma fashion. So,
no, I agree. We'll leave it there for this match, because there's not much more we can say beyond what we've already said. And I apologize to Roman Salmon. I wish I could have provided more insight as to how I cope with the depression after a Roma loss. But I'm afraid.
Yeah, you're also a Caps fan, so you know that's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, the way I cope, I have two daughters and another on the way, so it's easy to be distracted.
So we'll leave it there. We will talk to everyone ahead of the match in the Champions League against Madrid. Obviously, we will be hoping for a far better result, and we will see what they can do there. If it's anything like it was against Udinese, they'll be in big, big trouble, regardless of how poor Madrid are currently at the moment. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will talk to you in a couple of days ahead of the match against Madrid. So until then, ciao.